So now we'll do, in the holy letters of the Rebbe, we'll do letter number 1643. And mainly the Rebbe in the beginning, the Rebbe starts off, this was a great rabbi who was a Talmud Chacham. And he
Rabbi,
he,
I don't know how to leave.
While he asked the Rebbe several questions later on about customs, halacha, but the Rebbe always, in this case, the Rebbe starts off by encouraging him and saying that he wants to see his name involved in some of the Chabad activities. I mean, he was a Chabad rabbi, but the Rebbe wanted to see his name. He says, why isn't your name over there? Maybe you're trying to be modest, and maybe you are involved. But the Rebbe says, in this case, we shouldn't be modest. We should, you know, let me know what you're doing over there. So this is dated. This is addressed to Rabbi Yechiel Michal Dobrovskin on Yutes Sivan Tavshin Yud Beis, 1952. The Rebbe gives him a lot of nice titles over here. But the Rebbe says, it's been a while that I haven't heard from you. Certainly everything is as should be by you. And the Rebbe says, I'm a little bit surprised that amongst the names of those who occupy themselves in various activities of the Chabad movement in Eretz Yisrael, your name doesn't appear there. Maybe, the Rebbe says, it's only that your name isn't there, but you're actually doing fully, to the fullest extent that you should. But the Rebbe says, in these things, this is not the place for humility, and it is befitting that you should write about it openly. Especially, the Rebbe says, that you live in Haifa. And that's a place where we don't still see yet the Chabad, the grouping of Chabad over there. Although there are students of the Chabad community, and you and Rav Chaim may live amongst them. So the Rebbe says, for sure you'll put an effort to fulfill this in the future very soon, because it's a shame every day and day that passes. Because the Rebbe says, every day you have to do the work of that day. And the Rebbe quotes from the verse that Hashem gave us a certain amount of days that we live. And those days are given to go ahead and utilize every single day. As explained, the Rebbe says in Chassidus over here, the Rebbe is not articulating, I mean, I articulate a little bit more what the Rebbe said here, but basically, the Rebbe says, don't waste any time in getting occupied, because every day that leaves is a day by gone, and you shouldn't do that. Now, the Rebbe gets into a few technical issues over here. When you light the candles on Shabbos, there is the word L'hadlik ner shel Shabbos Kodesh. Mostly the women do it, but if there's no woman in the house, then the men do it. So the blessing in the Siddur is Kodesh. L'hadlik ner shel Shabbos. And they add the word Kodesh. So the person asked the Rebbe, he asked him some time ago, that in the Siddur and also in the Siddurim, the language is Shabbos Kodesh. What is the source to adding the word Kodesh? I'm going to guess that in other Siddurs, and not in the Chabad Siddurs, it just says L'hadlik ner shel Shabbos, to light the candles of Shabbos. This extra word of the holy Shabbos, shel Shabbos Kodesh, where does that come from? And the Rebbe says, for the time being, I had not found a source for this. And the Rebbe says, it appears to me that that is not part of the main version of this blessing. And the Rebbe says, I can prove this, because in a place where it might be an interruption, we don't use the word Kodesh. So what happens when you're lighting the Shabbos and Yontif candles together? So let's say on Friday, it's going to be Erev Shabbos, and it's also Erev Yontif of Shavuos, and you're going to light the candles, and you're going to make the bracha L'hadlik ner shel Shabbos and Yontif. But you're not going to say L'hadlik ner shel Shabbos Kodesh v'Yontif. So we take out the word Kodesh. It means, because then that word Kodesh would be interfering between the word Shabbos and Yontif. So that that means if the word Shabbos Kodesh, the word Kodesh was part of the blessing, then you would have said it also by Yontif as well. So from the fact you don't say it, that means that it's not part of the actual bracha. Why do we add it when you say L'Hadlik Neshal Shabbos and then you say Kodesh? There's no problem, there's no interrupting with anything. Why do we say it? The Rebbe says, my mother-in-law, the Rebbetzin, and that has come from tradition from the previous generations, and this was the must have been the tradition in the home of our leaders, in the home of older Rebbes. And here the Rebbe quotes a very interesting responsa of the Rashba, a very popular, famous Tshuvas HaRashba, and it's brought down in the response of Heshev Moshe Simeon Gimel. So he says like this, very interesting. Sometimes you have a tradition that is brought down by the elderly woman. They say, this is what we did. This is like a tradition. He says like this, even if you have 600,000 proofs to prove them wrong, no, you can't push it away. You got to accept it. Even if you have reasons, and you have 600,000 reasons, this is, I mean, he's a great authority, the Rashba, he's the greatest authority, but he says you can't push away a tradition that is by elderly women, even if you have proof that they're wrong, you can't push away. So it means to say there's a lot of weight to a tradition that is passed along by the women from generation to generation. Another question he asked the Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah, I guess there is a question, do you say just Lahadlik Ner Shel Yontav? Or in our version, in the Siddur, it says Shel Yom HaZikoren, from the Day of Remembrance. Not Shel Yontav, but Yom HaZikoren. Because Rosh Hashanah, of course, is a day that we are remembered by Hashem. Or so the Rebbe says this was actually much more difficult to me than the above, because this is a new version of a bracha in lighting of the candles. And I asked my father-in-law a couple of years ago, and he told me that this was a whole discussion between his father, the Rebbe Rav Shab, with another great rabbi. Apparently it's Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Rafalovich from Kremenchuk. That was the other rabbi. They had a whole big give and take. And notwithstanding all the questions of that rabbi, the Rebbe told him, the Rebbe Rashab, that you have to say Shel Yom HaZikoren. And the Rebbe says, perhaps the reason is that it's the same like Kiddush and the Haftorah. Over there you say Yom HaZikoren, you don't say Yontav. So we do, in the lighting of the candle, the same thing over there. This is the custom in the house of the Rebbe. This is my setup. Sometimes, you know, when you learn something and you're not sure what the ruling is, so, but we say, when you see somebody doing, if you see the rabbi, he did something, that means that's what you can follow. Cannot always follow what you study, because you don't know exactly all the, you know, all the conclusions and everything else. But in that, then you can follow it. So now there is another question that this fellow asked the Rebbe. We know the names of Hashem. We call Hashem, Elikim, Adnai. We know that generally they have meaning. Some of them are more related to compassion. Some are more related to very stringency. The name of Hashem, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, is usually a name of compassion. And the name Adnai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Hashem's name spelled out like that, is associated with judgment. And the Maimer in Yiddish over there, the previous Rebbe said that Adnai is judgment and Havaya is compassion. But sometimes the name Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei is vowelized as Elohim. I don't know if you ever noticed that, but sometimes it says Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. Usually we say Hashem there, but sometimes we will say Elohim because of the vowelization. So this fellow is asking, the rabbi is asking the Rebbe, why is he saying that this is compassion while it has the vowelization of the name of Elohim? And Elohim is din, is judgment. And the Rebbe referenced him to the Maimer, and he says, you look over there, to the source, and you'll see where the Rebbe is taking it from. Now, also the Rebbe says, you mentioned in your letter, Moshe Shiyichel Linshitz. So the Rebbe says, I'm sure you have a set time to learn with him, also in the study of Chassidus, and at least minimally you should strengthen yourself in the three general studies sections, which are equal for everyone, and that would be from the instituted by the previous Rebbe, Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya, as known that those are something that everybody should study. And the Rebbe ends with blessing for good health.